This call is being recorded.
Hey everyone, this is Ian and Evan with FantasySportsUS.com, and this is week 17. I can't believe 17 weeks have gone. This is the last week of football before the playoffs, and we're going to get right into it today. I like to give you the high over-unders today, and it happens to be games that count. So Green Bay's at Detroit, and that's 49.5. New Orleans is at Atlanta. That's 56.5. And those are the two high ones. Indianapolis is playing Jacksonville, 47. It's a meaningless game, but, you know, you do with what you want with it. We'll go over that. Also, I like this Tampa Bay game. Carolina's at Tampa Bay, 46.5. Anyway, let's get right into it. Evan, what do you like for quarterbacks?
Well, this week, I talked to you earlier in the week. At first, I was like, I don't know what to do with it. It feels like a preseason week because there's so many meaningless games. So what the approach I'm taking is I'm going to attack games that mean something or attack games that have some form of symbolism. And we'll get to that in a little bit when we talk to running back. But for quarterbacks, my first choice right away, my number one guy is Aaron Rodgers, playing for the division. If they lose, I believe they're out. If they win, they're in. So I'm all over Aaron Rodgers this week against the Detroit defense that just isn't very good, especially against the pass game. Plus, on top of it, as we all know, Green Bay can't run the ball. So he's definitely my number one quarterback going into the slate. After that, you know, I really don't see anybody else that I want to jump on per se. But, you know, Drew Brees, you know, the game is kind of meaningless, but Drew Brees is Drew Brees, has a good matchup. Russell Wilson, that game means a little something, has a dream matchup against the 49ers. And Jameis Winston versus a bad Carolina secondary with a remote chance of getting into the playoffs, really remote chance, I like him as well. So that's where I'm looking at a quarterback.
Right. All right. Well, I totally agree with you on Rodgers. I like him for cash. I think he's solid. Like you said, they have to win. I really like Kirk Cousins this weekend. He's playing the Giants. The Giants already said they're going to be sitting people. They have nothing to play for, the Giants. Washington has everything to play for. I really think Cousins is going to have a huge game against the Giants. So he's my other quarterback. I like Wilson on Seattle. I think against San Francisco, he's just going to pick them apart. And they have something to play for again, you know. Now, I'm going to give you one who I really, really like. It's a GPP play only, okay? And I'll give you the reason why I like him, TJ Manuel, okay? TJ Manuel, okay, in two starts last year, he threw for over 280 yards and had two touchdowns. He's playing the Jets. The Jets have nothing to play for. They're 28th or 29th in pass defense. I think TJ Manuel, and this is a bold prediction, 300 yards, two touchdowns. He'll be under 1% owned. So if you want to play a tournament in the big ones, use TJ Manuel with Sammy Watkins and build around him. That is my bold call for this week. And that's it. Let's move over to running back.
Running back is simple. I'm going to pay up for David Johnson this week. The game is meaningless, but this is one of those things where it has symbolism. Arizona wants David Johnson to be a 1,000-yard rusher, 1,000-yard receiver. They have nothing else to play for, and they said they're going to force-feed him the ball this week so that he gets some those kind of, hits those numbers. Mark Ingram, another guy, 60 yards short of 1,000 yards. They're saying that they're going to get him very involved. They're cognizant of that. Bilal Powell, really the only running back on the Jets in a meaningless game, and they're going to want to assess what they got there. Maybe they'll move on from Matt Forte, and Powell will step up and get more of a run going forward. Devontae Freeman, even though that's a timeshare, I still like him in this matchup. And last but not least, I like I'm going to butcher the name, but on Pittsburgh, Toussaint. I can't say his first name to save my life, so I'll just say Toussaint, and you look him up. He's 4,500 on FanDuel. They're saying he's going to get the lion's share of the carries in a meaningless game against Cleveland, and Cleveland's defense is just pathetic. So he's cash game playable, tournament playable. He's playable everywhere.
Yeah. Well, see, you touched on something really good. A lot of these games don't mean anything. In my cash games, I'm only playing players that from games that really mean something, except for Johnson. I am going to use Johnson. But every other player that I use in my cash games, I'm taking them out of the Green Bay Detroit game, the Tampa Bay Carolina game, the Atlanta New Orleans game, the Seattle game. I'm going to be taking guys that I know are going to be on the field. Trufant, whatever, that guy on the Steelers, he's going to split with Williams. He's not going to my cash game. There's no way I'm using this guy for cash. You don't know what the carries are going to be. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
So.
here's the thing. I'm gonna interject one thing. The reason this, I'm a Steelers fan. We all know this, so I know this what the Steelers do a lot of the time. They don't want to risk D'Angelo or Williams. They want him fresh for the playoffs too, because he was a little slightly banged up, and they already know what he can do. They don't need him in this game. So they said that they were going to be very careful with him in this game as well. So I don't think he's going to get more than 8 to 10 touches in this game, to be honest with you.
Well,
But I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. I'm not playing anyone unless there's something nostalgic involved or playoff implications, especially in my cash game lineup. But Ian is dead on. Listen to the man. He's 100% correct on this.
My second running back for cash is Blunt. Blunt's going to get a TD. New England has something to play for, and it's an early game, so I know they're going to be playing hard. I'm sure, if they get up a lot, they'll pull him out, but by that time, he'll have one or two touchdowns. So Johnson and Blunt are my two cash game running backs. On the GPP side, I really like Ty Montgomery on Green Bay. I also Evan said, Mark Ingram. I really like him because they're going to try to get him that record. And also, a sneaky guy for GPPs, and he's going to get a lot of work in a game that means nothing for the Cowboys, is Darren Sproles. Darren Sproles could have a huge game here because Dallas is not going to be playing hard. And Sproles, they already said that he's going to get the huge amount of touches. So that's where I'm going there. Let's move over to wide receiver. Yes.
Well, wide receiver starts and stops with Jordy Nelson for me this week. He's my number one. I will be pairing him with Aaron Rodgers everywhere, and I do mean everywhere. Game, again, is of utmost importance, so I can't see any reason not to do it. Like Mike Evans for his target floor, he's been off the last few weeks, and in this matchup against Carolina, people aren't going to want to pay that salary for him. I don't believe I think he's 8,800 or 8,900 on FanDuel. They're going to be working in other position players more likely than him. So I like him a lot if you can work him into your lineup. Doug Baldwin also, he lines up in the slot. He's going to be the primary receiver now. Unfortunately, I forget the guy's name. He just broke his leg. He was the number two wide receiver on Seattle. But
Lockett?
Yeah, Lockett.
Tyler
You know, with
Lockett, yeah, he
Lockett,
broke, yeah.
yeah, with Lockett out of there, it really opens up more targets for Doug Baldwin. I can't see him not, going crazy in this matchup. He has every opportunity against the 49ers defense. The thing about the 49ers defense that makes me like Baldwin more, believe it or not, the 49ers actually cover the deep pass better than they do every place else on the field. I don't know how that's possible, but that's how it works. And Baldwin's in the slot, so he's going to get a ton of targets. So I love him. If you want to go contrarian, and I'm not a contrarian guy, but Marvin Jones might pull back on the radar again against the Green Bay defense that's just not very good against the pass. I like him, especially if Theo Riddick doesn't play. He hasn't been practicing this week. He may not play in this game. So Marvin Jones, again, not cash game playable, but he could be a sneaky tournament player at 5,600 that could help open up some salary cap room. And then last but not least, but going nostalgic, Steve Smith Sr., last game, probably going to retire. I think they're going to try to get him the ball some, so that he goes out with a bang. And all the wide receivers on Washington, I didn't touch on Cousins, but all the wide receivers on Washington are in play this week. So the Cousins goes off against the Giants, it's going to be the wide receivers that are going to benefit in this game. Jordan Reed is still, You know, I don't know what his status is. I know he's going to play, but how effective, I'm not sure. So that's where I am at that position.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on Baldwin. I totally agree with you on Nelson. My third wide receiver for cash, these are cash players I'm talking first. Baldwin, Nelson, and also Julian Edelman. Again, that New England game means something. Julian Edelman's only 6,800 on FanDuel. I think those three could be a real rock solid wide receiver core for your cash games. If we're playing GPPs, I really like Allen Robinson. I really like Thielen on Minnesota. He went off last week. He's in a great spot again. And also a cheap GPP play on the Jets is Quincy Enunwa. Jets are decimated in wide receiver right now. They have nobody that's healthy except for him. So Quincy Enunwa is my real cheaper pick on the Jets. Evan said, DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon could be really involved in this game on Saturday. All right, let's move over to tight end. What we got?
Well, it was funny. Antonio Gates was my number one guy until I heard that he's going to return next season to play. So now that TD record is as important as it was before, and it made my life very difficult now because I don't know what tight end I want to play. I've narrowed it down basically to two guys. Travis Kelce's the chalk. He's more involved in the offense. The game means something. He's probably my number one tight end. Then after that, I'm looking at Jimmy Graham also for the same reason that I was looking at Doug Baldwin. The game means something, and someone has to get the targets. And I see Jimmy Graham getting the targets there. The other two that you could look at is to look at Eric Ebron against Green Bay. Same reason, game means something. Green Bay defense just isn't very good. Again, if Riddick sits, you have more targets open. And then probably the number one tight end, although I hate to admit it, because I don't know why I don't like playing this guy, although I should play him more, is Kyle Rudolph. I mean, he's just been getting all the targets in the world in that Minnesota offense. It's just that it seems to me he gets a target and he catches a pass for 3 yards or 4 yards or a touchdown. He doesn't have that game breaking stuff, but you know, it's a muddled tight end position now, so I don't think you could go wrong there.
I totally agree with you. Travis Kelce is my number one pick for cash and GPPs if you can fit him in. I also really like Jesse James. Latarius Green is going to be out. Jesse James is going to be playing. And I really think he has a good shot at a touchdown this weekend. So Jesse James. And then I'm going to give you a new guy who's going to be starting for Jacksonville, who I really like and watching. His numbers go up every week. He doesn't show much, but I'm going to give you a guy that's going to be under 1%. Neil Sterling is his name. He's on Jacksonville. I project 12 points from him. Okay. He's 4,500 on FanDuel. He's 3,000, 2,500, I think, on DK. On DK, I'll tell you what, if he doesn't get 5 points, just email me and I'll give you a free month of our premium picks. Okay, and I'm serious about that because Neil Sterling will give you 5 to 7 points on DK and on Fan, and his upside. Here's his upside. His upside's 13 points. So if you really want a deep GPP play for your Millie Maker, Neil Sterling on Jacksonville. That's my bold call this week on tight ends. All righty, let's go to defense and wrap it up.
Defense, again, sticking to games that mean something. Seattle is my number one defense, bar none, against the 49ers. The 49ers, in theory, should just tank and not show up and just, you know, they're fighting for the number one pick. So, I mean, Cleveland should get the number one pick, but 49ers are right there in the top three position. They shouldn't even play the game. So I like the Seattle defense. And then again, it's the teams that mean it means something. New England, Kansas City, you know, those type of games. Tampa Bay, Washington. Those are the defenses I'm looking to use because the game matters. Some of these games just don't matter, and you're going to see people rotated in that you wouldn't usually see. It's like really like a preseason game for some teams that they're going to be evaluating talent. Their regular guys, they know what they got, so they may not play as much. So, I mean, week 17 is always the toughest week to try to put together a roster for, but that's where I am on defense.
Yeah, if you put together a roster, you got to look at game theory here and see, try to figure out how these games are going to go, which ones are meaning something. You know what I mean? So it really takes a skill this weekend to put a team together that's going to go off, because you know you're trying to think of what the coach is thinking, who are they going to play, who are they going to sit, how's the game going to go. So like Evan said, with defense, stick to the games that mean something. Seattle and Washington are my two. I think that's all I'm going. I'm going to split them up between Washington and Seattle and see what happens, because I can't figure out anything else. I mean, if I'm taking, if I'm going to take a real flyer on a cheap defense, I may take the Jets, and I'll tell you why. And I'm saying this, I'm not saying that, I like Manuel, but Buffalo lost their coach. They just want to get the hell out of the Meadowlands and get home. They may just lay down. And the Jets, it's hard for me to play the Jets. It really is. But if you're looking for a cheap defense that nobody's going to own, is the New York Jets. But, again, solid Washington and Seattle, the two defenses. And then as far as kickers, I'm not going to give you kickers, but stick with the kickers that are in playing in the domes, okay, and high over-unders, like the Indianapolis-Jacksonville game or the Atlanta-New Orleans game. Go with those four kickers. Just play it safe this time of year with the weather. Play in the dome. You got four kickers to pick from, high over-unders, Jacksonville, Indianapolis, Atlanta, New Orleans. Take those kickers for your cash and GPPs. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah. This is going to come out kind of funny, but one of the problems that with Week 17, and Ian touched on it, and you can't predict it, is you really got to get into the coach mindset. And what do I mean by that? Whose jobs are on the line? Who needs to show up? For example, I really believe the Jets coach needs to show up. Bowles needs to show up in this game, even though it's a meaningless game, just so that the owners don't fire him. Then there's other coaches
that's funny you said that. Yesterday they said Bowles is going to be back next year already.
Okay. But you see what I'm trying to say. Don't listen to what I just said there, but what do you call it? There's certain things that really come into play that don't come into play during the regular season as much. Like Buffalo, for example, just to use piggyback on Ian, they may want to just get out of there, but the interim head coach supposedly is in the running for the head coaching job. So now he has something to play for. So it's really important for you to get inside what you think the coaches are going to do, how they're going to play it, and construct your rosters around that and games that matter. And like we just said, some games that don't matter actually matter. So it's interesting. The other recommendation I'll add in is I would keep the bankroll kind of low this week. I don't think I would go nuts with bankroll this week. Save it for NBA.
Yeah, I agree with you totally. Don't go crazy. Yeah. All right, great. Well, this is wrapping up week 17 of the NFL. We will do a playoff podcast next week. Look forward to those games. Those games will mean something. That'll be an interesting weekend. So I want to wish everybody a happy new year. What else? And that's it. Again, this is Ian and Evan with FantasySportsUS.com. And Evan, you want to say anything to everybody?
Everyone have a happy, healthy, safe new year, and look forward to speaking to you next year with the playoff breakdown and starting to write up articles for NBA again now that football is winding down. So I'm looking forward to it and communicating with the guys out there.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a great weekend. Bye now.
Bye-bye.